Shalom, family. Give me 1 minute. The show gonna start in about 5 minutes. Give me 1 minute. Shalom, family. Peace, blessings to everybody that's tuning in so far. We're going to have a kind of a late start. Had to get the message out a little later than I planned. But I got my brother here. If you're here, go ahead and press one so I can bring you in.
Yes. Shalom.
Shalom. How's it going?
All right. All is well.
Well, family, it's been a long time. It's been what? Maybe three years?
Yeah. It's going on four, I believe.
Yeah, it's been a minute since the last show. I'd give all praise to the Most High, y'all. You know, for allowing us this opportunity again. It's very, very crucial times. You know, it's a lot of change since the last time we've actually done a show. This is basically going to be just a little introduction show back into the radio world. We call the show Breaking the Chains. And as you tune in, you'll understand why we call it Breaking the Chains, because this is one of the most important things that needs to happen right now when it's concerning our people, is breaking those chains. You got anything you want to say, y'all?
Go ahead, brother. You're doing a fine job, man. I'm listening.
Okay. Yeah. Had a few things we want to talk about today. Hopefully we can get the callers in, put on what's going on in their respective areas, because us as a people, and a people that's in a land that is constantly oppressing us, everybody should be able to see something that's going on that they can put out that's in their respective areas. We living in the times where it's time for all of us to come together. Those petty differences that we have that keeps us divided, it's time to put those aside, because something is going to have to happen. So that's why we call it Breaking the Chains. And we're going to go to a short break. We're going to allow callers to come in. Got a couple more invites to send out. And we will be right back. Give us maybe 2 or 3 minutes. Let us get the rest of these invites out. All right, we back. Just had to send out a couple more invites. Once again, you're tuning into Breaking the Chains. It's a blessing to be back on the air after so many years of being down. I think it's very important that we get back into the type of discussion, especially amongst our people in our neighborhoods, because everybody knows how divided we are when it comes to religion, our social status, whatever kind of label you want to put on it. Our people are completely divided, and it's about time for us to start having these conversations to where we can bring some understanding, at least to our people, that will wake them up and give them some level of consciousness to show, or at least to be able to stand with what's going on in these times right now. Because if people can't see it, our people are perishing at an alarming rate, and it's very shocking. You know, when you sit back and you observe and you understand what's going on in this society that we live in, and it's just amazing how many people will separate themselves from what are actually seeing take place in front of us. So, once again, you're tuned in to Breaking the Chain. We have a couple subjects that we're going to hit on tonight. Wait for a few more callers to tune in. So we have a couple subjects we're going to hit on tonight. You know, we would love to hear from the callers. So if you have any time during the show tonight, if you have any questions or comments and you want to come on and put your voice out there, you can press 1 to go into the queue and I can bring you on live. Because we want to know what's going on in your respective areas, because right now we have callers from all over, right now the East Coast. So we have different things going on in the different areas where we are right now. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about tonight was what's going on in my hometown of Memphis. Yesterday, a sister tagged me to a video post of a breaking news that Action News 5 did. And it was a slideshow memorial for all the sisters and brothers that's been murdered in Memphis just this year. And something like that I would usually, you know, just bypass, because if you feed into too much on Facebook, it'll kind of control your emotions. But I watched this video. And as I'm watching this video, it hurt me so bad, because I'm looking at all these black brothers and sisters that's been killed in 2016 in one city, with almost 90% of them being black men, ranging from 76 all the way down to almost 2 years old. And that's an alarming lot of brothers. They exclude the sisters, because it's a lot of young sisters that's dying in the city of Memphis. And it's very disturbing, because I see more when I go down my news feed, when I'm on Facebook, more things about this new movie that's coming out with Tyler Perry, or what new reality shows is coming out. But you see a few black power type post, and then all the rest of it is rhetoric. But our people are not witnessing what is taking place before us, because we've come so blind and so independent to our separate lives, to where if it's not happening directly to you, it doesn't affect you. But anybody that's my friends on Facebook, just go to my page and check out that video. And if you can watch it and it doesn't do anything to you, something is terribly wrong. But that's just one of the things I wanted to talk about. So if anybody have any questions or comments, they want to chime in and give their opinion on that or whatever, you can go ahead and press 1 and we can bring you on. You got anything that you want to put in there, Bill?
Yes. When was it posted? When was the video posted, and by who, if you don't mind?
I think it was, I reposted it. I can't remember who sent it to me, but it's on my Facebook page.
Okay, and it's highlighting all the, most of the murders that's been going on in the city of Memphis area.
Yes, in the city of Memphis. And it's actually not including the latest ones, because me and my wife just lost a family member down there not even a whole month ago, and he's not in there. So the numbers are still increasing since that video been put out.
Wow. Wow. Yes, I would like to highlight an article in the Jerusalem Chronicle newspaper. And for those of you who might not be familiar with the Jerusalem Chronicle, that's a black publication, black-owned, African-American-oriented, black-owned publication, newspaper. And if y'all want more information on that, I can give you out my email, and I can definitely send copies to your individual emails or home addresses. But The article is by the editor, by the way. His name is Jehoshaphat Ben Israel. And the title of this particular article is called "We Must Establish a Divine Protocol to Revitalize Our Community." Again, the title is "We Must Establish a Divine Protocol to Revitalize Our Community." And that ties into what you were just going over, brother. So I'll read a little bit of the article. It also states that, well, the second headliner of the article, it says, a blueprint for 2019 covenant renewal according to divine instructions. End quote. This is a word from the editor of the newspaper, Jehoshaphat Ben Israel. End quote. Since the arrival of the first 20 African Hebrews captives into this country as bondsmen and bondswomen on August 19, 1619, our ancestors, even this generation today, have been forced to abandon their original culture, way of thinking, viewpoints, and knowledge that was once possessed. You go on to say, in early America, it was a capital offense for African Americans, so-called African Americans, to read, write, think, or consider themselves a human being. They were viewed as chattel property. After total brainwashing, they were force-fed the slave master's religion, which is Jesus Christ or Christianity. This false religion or false doctrine and belief system was designed to keep our ancestors, even this generation today, in spiritual ignorance and bondage, chains around our brains, separating us from true wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, and a relationship with the Most High Elohim, or Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who is the true eternal Savior and Redeemer. Beginning in 1896, Yah, which is the Creator's name, visited the Negro slave plantation to reawaken them to their ancient Afro-Asiatic Hebrew heritage. When he rose, his name is William Sanders Crowdy, a slave boy who could not read or write, yet Yah touched him and he started the Israelite redemptive movement. Since then, you have men and women who have came along to teach in America, such as brothers like Rabbi Matthews, Prophet Cherry, Hanaya Israel, Kohen Levi, Ben Levi, Elisha Ben Israel, and Ben Ami Israel, and hundreds of other rabbis, morays, priests, Kohens, and numerous to name. This diversity of teachers has given us various interpretations and understanding of the Holy Bible, which we call the Scriptures, or the Holy Scriptures. This mode of operation has caused Israel, or the so-called African American, to build individual temples, biblical cultural centers, study centers, and communities, which has been a blessing from the Most High to allow us to grow. But however, as we approach our 400 year of sojourning in this land, it is time for a renewal of spirit. End quote. And this is the latest edition of the Jerusalem Chronicle, which is the October 2016 issue. And for more information on that, you know, I will give out my email address and we can go from there, brother. And that's just a small portion of the article and just tying back in with what you want to go over today. So, but first and foremost, I would like to piggyback on that. I want to give all thanks, all honor, and all glory to the Most High Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hallelujah. And second of all, I would like to give a special thanks to our brothers and sisters, our community leaders in the Israelite community, their families, and a special shalom or peace to our brothers and sisters who may be temporarily incarcerated. Brother Baru, thank you for allowing this platform to continue and revamping it. I know it's been a long journey, brother, but you know, with the Most High blessing, we're back, and I hope to be a sound, edifying, and I hope to open up a lot of consciousness within our community of brothers that's awoke and brothers and sisters who may not be familiar with the true teaching of the Holy Scriptures, which we call the Tanakh or the Torah. And I hand it back over to you, brother.
All right. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Okay. My name is Yakim Ben Yisrael. You can just call me Yakim. I've been studying for the last 2 years in the House of Biblical Cultural Center in Nashville, Tennessee, called the House of Israel. And it's also the headquarters is in the House of Israel, Cincinnati, in Cincinnati, Ohio. Under Moray Elisha Ben Yisrael, rest in peace, he passed a few years ago, but it's now taken over by the, a brother named Elkanah Ben Yisrael of the House of Israel, Atlanta, and Yeshaya Israel in Cincinnati. And I reside here in the state of Missouri, southeast Missouri, the Boot Hill area. Been in this way of life, good, going on 12 years now. You know, the Most High woke me up 12 years ago. And, you know, still learning, still elevating to a higher level of righteousness and trying to, you know, wake up our people. But the work I mostly do is mostly in the communities, directly dealing with our people that's in the projects, in the ghetto, brothers that's incarcerated or might be on probation or parole and facing hard time or that's dealing with injustices, dealing with the penal system. We hands-on deal with a lot of brothers in the community as well. You know, that's a little bit of rundown of you know, my background. And I'll hand it back over to you once again, bro.
All right. And, of course, I'm Brother Baruch, which a lot of people might know me as T from the older days. But as you grow, you wisen up. For those who don't know, I've been in the truth maybe going on 6.5 years. It was a blessing, and I can honestly say that it's been a life-changing experience. I've grown so much spiritually. I've been on this, I say complete change in my family. We started applying this lifestyle to our household, so I know it works, and we're living proof that it does work. We wanted to get back on this show. A couple of y'all might know we had the show back a couple of years ago, in which we were having so many difficulties, we had to take it off the air and try another platform. But it's been a couple of years, so we dabble with another platform, and we're right back to the same one, but it's a lot better this time. So I see we have another caller from the Memphis area in here. Last 4-7-2-6-8. If you have anything that you want to try to say or, you know, talk to the host or whatever, you can press 1 and I can bring you on. But like I was saying, we had the show a couple years ago. And with so many technical difficulties, we went ahead and got rid of it. But all praise to the Most High, we back here again. We're gonna end up doing maybe two or three shows a week. You know, this show right here is called Breaking the Chains. It's a pretty much an open platform show. So if you're calling in and you have something you want to talk about that's affecting you in your community, you know, the lines is open for you. That this show will be about. And we will let this show maybe sometime during the week. But we're going to actually go into the scriptures. It's going to be basic out of scriptures. And we're going to be applying it to this day. And through the will of the Most High, me and the brother will be trying to break down, at least I'll start with the basics, and the brother can take you into the deeper understanding, what we really think is important. We're not trying to convert anybody or force anything on anybody. All we ask is that you look at the information from an unbiased point of view. And even if you don't accept what the word is coming out of, listen to the word that's being spoken and see if it will affect you or not, or if you can apply it to your life or not. Because we know a lot of people are not going to accept it. you know, in order to navigate through these days, you need this information. I think it's the most vital information that we have. And it's really what we're going to need in these days that we're living in. You know, we're upon a new election. I would like to hear questions or comments on the new election, or what do you think of it, if you want to chime in on that. But we're upon this new election, and, you know, it's to the point where you got to vote for the lesser of the two evils. I know a lot of people didn't listen to the election, the debate, but I did, because there's a lot of information that you can find out when you listen to the words that these people speak. For instance, one of the big things that I even highlighted, I put it up on my Facebook page when I was listening to the debate, was the candidates. The topic was, I think it was illegal immigration. And Hillary was breaking down Trump's idea of immigration reform is to round up all the illegal immigrants and ship them out of the state, send them back to Mexico. So Hillary goes on to start breaking down what Trump said. So she said, in order for us to do that, we would have to have a very large military presence. And I'm pretty sure if anybody who keeps up with things going on Facebook, you've seen all the tanks and the UN trucks and all these militarized vehicles being shipped inside the United States. So the military presence and the equipment is already here. She said that we would have to have a big military presence, and we would have to ship these people out of the United States on buses and trains. So we call this show Breaking the Chains. Now listen to this. She said that they're going to bus everybody out. They're going to ship everybody out on either trains or buses. Now this is Trump's idea, but Hillary goes on to say they're not just going to ship out people on buses and trains that's illegal immigrants. She's going to ship out anybody who she deems to be a threat to the United States of America. Now, the reason I brought this up, because if you look at it right now, we see this going on today. This even ties back into what we originally started the show talking about. When you see all these young brothers being murdered on Facebook Live and CNN Live headline, they're showing it off all the news, and you're seeing these young black brothers and sisters just getting murdered by the police. And when they ask the police what was the reason for the killing, almost 90% of the answers that you're going to get is because they feel threatened. Now, these is unarmed brothers that they killing. They're not killing brothers out in the street that's actually toting the heat. These are unarmed brothers and sisters that they're killing. So if they feel threatened when they approach an unarmed black brother, what does that say when they have the right to shoot you down in the street or kill you in the street, and they actually get off with it? So if she's going to get rid of all the people that they deem as a threat to the United States, who would be more of a threat than the people that they're actually killing on live TV? Unarmed. And that's why I say you really got to listen to what these candidates talk about. Now, they said they're going to ship everybody else out on buses and trains. And I asked a simple question as this. When you look at your big cities, Memphis, Chicago, Atlanta, Dallas, Houston, Miami, Los Angeles, wherever you want to go, when you see the biggest concentration of the black race of people are in the inner cities, and what surrounds those inner cities, you can find them in every single city that you go to where you find blacks. You're going to find train tracks, and you're going to find interstates. Was that set up by coincidence? Or was it designed? And I think now it's time for our people to start understanding this, because everybody wants to run to where everything is happening at, not understanding that all this is by design. But anyways, ain't going to spend 2 hours on that. So if you have anything that you want to say, to chime in on, you can go ahead and press 1, and we can bring you into the queue. I see the show is kind of short tonight, but we do have a caller from the area code 901 once again, last 47268. I'm about to bring you on to the air. Shalom. Hello? Area code 901, last 47268. Your own live. Okay. Guess we'll put it back into the queue. Anyways, you got anything that you want to chime in and say, Op? Yeah. Okay. Well, we're gonna go on. There was something else that I kind of it kind of struck me when I seen it on there. I actually seen this video on the on Facebook a couple of times. I never really looked at it, but I kind of passed over it, and it actually goes right back into what we was talking about earlier, you know, with what's going on with our people. And
Shalom, brother.
Let me find it. And let me know if you can hear this clip. There you go. You won't be able to play it on here.
Come on, brother. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear?
So?
Hello? Yeah, can you hear me?
Shalom, brother. Shalom, Op.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you made some vital points there, brother.
Oh, okay. So quiet on that.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, all right. Yeah, okay. Man, you made some good points there, brother. I was just piggybacking on what you said. Yeah, we must take a serious look at our reality before us. You know, we are witnessing various police shootings all across the nation dealing with our people. There is also mental and spiritual confusion amongst the masses. And there is no true, righteous, Yah-oriented spiritual compass for our people. You know, like I said, we're bound in spiritual darkness. The daily sacrifice to the false doctrine about a dead man named Jesus Christ, who did not save himself 2,000 years ago and cannot save black people in America today. Yet, this is the deity our people sacrifice and buy into each and every Sunday. And the church has not eradicated our behavior, such as stealing, robbing, killing, lying, adultery, covetous, the worshiping of false deities, the lack of knowledge, ignorance at a high rate, our culture, our African Hebrew culture, our slave-inspired eating habits, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And our people should try the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, as it is written in Exodus chapter 3 and 15. Only he can deliver black people. Yet, Black America hates the true and living creator, and they love all these false deities, these false doctrines. And this is the spiritual enslavement. This is why we call it breaking the chains, because we're spiritually asleep. It is more worse than the physical slavery that our people endured, because our bodies have healed, but our spiritual minds are still severely damaged from the lashes of the false doctrines our slave masters created. And believe it or not, Black America, we are still in spiritual bondage to this very day in 2016, even though chattel slavery ended in 1865. Still serve the religion of our slave masters. We still do not control the mindset and viewpoints in our own community. And today's bondage that has our minds of the new generation, of this upcoming generation, is the new slave masters' revised enslavement programs, which is he uses his technology today, which is smartphones, television programming, government, big business. They control the people's minds as they see fit today. The remote-controlled entertainment devices are keeping our people's minds locked on a spiritual and mental plantation, not too different from the old plantations of the 16, 17, 1800s. We see only what the master or what the people that's in power want us to see, and we think only like what he wants us to think. In the old South, slave masters would allow the slaves to commit crimes against each other as long as they didn't steal from him. The shedding of blood among slaves was allowed as long as there was no Nat Turners. Master also permitted sexual perversion. And this is the mindset that we see our people constantly propagating on a daily basis, city to city, state to state, town to town, province to province. Diabolical, wicked society, which is vile in all spiritual substance, has propagated the same teaching. So everywhere we see it, we see that we had a very, very low morale state of mind. And this was all done by design. See, the devil means deceiver, and we have been deceived by the devil. The devil dwell amongst us every day. It's not the spooky spirit being with the pitchfork with the red wings. No, that's not the devil. That's a cartoon character. The devil is a suit and tie amongst us each and every day. We shake his hand. We see him when we go to work. We see him when we go to the store. We see him when we get pulled over by the police officers. That's the devil. The devil is anyone who deceives or has the spirit of deception. And that's what I would like to, you know, throw out there to kind of open up the consciousness a little bit. And I'll get the flow back to you.
All right. And just to go back off that, and I hope they get an understanding of what we're talking about. Because when you look at the deceiver, we'll just say the deceiver for sake of conversation, you have somebody that's in power right now, that's been in power for the last 400 years. And under this rulership, or this power, they deceived us to see that the land is no more good. No, let me rephrase that. Is that they're not even deceiving us anymore? It is what it is. The land is polluted. The water is polluted. The air we breathe is polluted. The food that we eat is no longer real food anymore. So anybody that can do this to the very thing that you need to survive, the very essence of everything that you need to survive, it has to be something not of this world, is all I can say. If you destroy your earth and you destroy your water, and everything needs water to sustain, and you destroy your air, everybody needs air to breathe. In the land, you grow your food out of the land. So if they're doing away with all of these things and destroying all of these things, do you really think that the Most High God is going to sit back and allow his very treasure to to be destroyed. It's that time. But the thing is, the people, the people who set up to take care of this won't even accept who they are. The physical punishment of slavery and the mental bondage and slavery of your mind, it has destroyed our people so much, and it worked down the generations of time. Now, back in the day, they used to have what they call where they take the one man and mate him with the 32 different black women, the breeding form.
Oh, the Mandingo?
When they used the one slave to mate with the...
Yeah, they have to call that the Mandingo.
Yeah. So you look at it, and you put it in perspective of today's time, you know, they've accomplished that. They don't have to do it on the plantation anymore because we're doing it every day. And when you look at the generations that are on Earth right now, the generations of our people that are on Earth right now, when you look at the generations, if you look at this last generation, I'm 32 years old. The generation that's right up under me is... I can't even put the words, I can't even put it into words what happened to that generation. But if our children's generation ends up like this generation, you will see the extinction of our people. And one thing I think people fail to realize is it is not about us as individuals. It's never been about us as individuals. We've taken on the exact weight of our oppressor, taking on the exact weight. We've always thrived as a community. And now that we're away from that, the enemy has been able to just come in and just divide us to the point where we don't even care about half of the people that's in our own household family. So we got to break, we got to break those chains. Because if we do not, we will not see the continuation of our people. And that's what I try to get across to a lot of young brothers. And I moved up here to Illinois, blessing to run into a lot of young smart brothers. Maybe had a little jail time, I can tell by the way the conversation goes. But at least they have a little form of consciousness when they get out. But the thing that really hurts me when I talk to these younger brothers out of this generation is they think that they got it so much going on, but they don't have anything. And this is why I say that, because if you look at us as a people, and just for instance back home in Memphis, all those brothers and sisters that die, those were people, if they didn't, had an opportunity to carry on the very essence that moves them and leaves that vibration into the world with children. And all those brothers and sisters will never get a chance to leave. Well, maybe some of them had children, but that vibration that we need to keep our people going. I have 8 kids right now. And if it was my will, every single one of them would be raised the exact way I'm raising my children in my household right now. Because I say this, if we do not protect our children, yeah, are you there, Ark?
I'm here, brother. Shalom.
I'm here, brother. Oh, okay. Yeah. If we do not protect our children and our grandchildren, our people will not make it another generation. And it's very upsetting because we've become so individualized. Well, I can't have kids right now because I got this job to look forward to. And you go and you work in 30, 40 years, you might make a little bit of money, and you think you're living better, so you move out your neighborhood, move further into the city in your big house. But at the same time, you secluded yourself from all your people. And what you're seeing right now that's taking place in the United States should be an eye-opener for everybody that's even paying attention to it. Because what they're showing you now, it ain't just niggas on the block that they killing. You know,
matter of fact, brother, it's been the upstanding brothers that's been getting murdered out here by these law enforcement. These are men with that's working men. These are professional men. These are men that are rulers over their household. They got a wife. They got children. You know, that's doing well. Matter of fact, these brothers were ex-military men. One of them was ex-military. I believe the brother in North Carolina was in the military.
Yeah.
And then the brothers in Minnesota and the brothers in New Orleans, these you know, well-working, good citizens, clean record, never been incarcerated, and they get murdered just like that.
That's right. And that was the whole point. They're not showing you that they're just killing niggas on the block no more. Now they're killing every kind of black person in every aspect of life. If you think that you have money, they're killing them with money. If you think you're educated, they're not killing you. They're killing you with an education. If you think you have a nice following or you're this or you're that, they're killing us. So somebody that's sitting back in the Christian church, they can't sit there and look at what they see going on and say they don't apply to them. They're killing them in the church too. So we got to wake up somewhere, and we need to do it fast because we cannot lose another generation to this. And the way it's looking, we're on our way. And especially if we don't actually get involved and start coming together, because we're not going to be able to stand against this next oppression that's going to come down through this government, because it's coming. A lot of the things that Hillary Clinton proposed, she said to start this within 100 days of her presidency if she gets it. Yes.
Yes, sir. Hey, brother.
Go ahead. I can hear you. You there? Okay, give him a second to come back in. Call drop. Okay, as we wait for him to come back in, okay, here he is.
Shalom, brother.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I lost you for a minute. Okay, I want to read out of the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18. Knock with you, brother.
No, I don't.
Okay. I have one available right before my eye, and I'll read out of it. Okay, the book of Ezekiel, for those of you who have a Bible, or if you don't have a Bible, I recommend that you get one. KJV will be good. I'll read out of the Hebrew version. We're going to go to the Old Testament in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, verse 20. And it states, "The soul that sins, it shall die. A son shall not bear the iniquity of his father, neither a father shall not bear the iniquity of his son. The righteousness of the righteous person shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked person shall be upon him." Verse 21, "As for the wicked man, if he repent from all his wicked ways that he committed, and he observe all my decrees, my commandments, and practice justice and righteousness, he shall surely live, he shall not die. All his transgressions that he committed will not be remembered against him. He shall live because of the righteousness that he did." Okay, stop. And I want to get a second verse on that. I'm going to go to the book of Deuteronomy. Let me get there. Chapter 24. Verse 16, and it states, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 24, I'm going to start at verse 16. "Father shall not be put to death because of Sons should not be put to death because of fathers. A man should be put to death for his own sin. I'm reading this because this is the commandment that our Heavenly Father gave us about the individual responsibility. No man, no creator, no creation, divine or human being, can put his sins or the crimes or the laws that he broke on to someone else. That is totally forbidden out of the mouth of the Heavenly Father himself. No, that individual. And I'll stop right there, brother.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's self-explanatory for everybody that's on the line. See, we have another caller. I think I know who that is. I'm going to bring you on to see if you have anything you want to say, input, or any slum. Hello?
Yes, brother, I'm here.
815.
Yes,
brother,
I'm here.
Last 45102. Okay, I guess they just listened to. Yeah, but anyways, like I said, want to give all praise to the Most High for allowing us, you know, to come on again. You know, that's the first of many more shows. Stay tuned. We'll be getting ready to start podcasting our actual biblical show, where it's going to be strictly in the scriptures. That'll be coming on later, I guess, during the week, or we might change it and do that show this day and do this show another day during the week, whichever way you want to try to do this. You know, we can do it either way, but we have those shows coming up. And tonight, I guess we've been on air right about an hour. I guess we see the calls starting to drop off. Maybe I forgot what day of the week it is, so a lot of people are getting ready to get on out and do their thing on the weekend. You know, it's the party night. You know, so I guess we can't talk too serious to them right now, because, you know, it might
it's
break
good,
the groove
man.
When
yeah,
they get
it's
it
all good. The word gonna be here. It's recorded. You know, so you can always go back to the archives, and you know, anytime you miss an episode, you can go back and listen to it. You know, download it on your tablet, or your iPhone, or whatever, and listen to it, and let that word soak in your blood, so they can you know, eventually get away from this another bond of this white man's system.
Yes, most definitely. Very, man, that's self-explanatory. But
yeah,
you know,
I want to keep you posted on the brother. I'm gonna keep you posted on the brother in Scott County, Missouri. We're doing an article on him, but it's a brother in Scott County, Missouri. Brother has been he has not been convicted of murder. He was going to trial to be convicted of murder, and come to find out that the brother is innocent. All the evidence came back clearing his name of the murder. All the witnesses that came forth said that this brother was not involved in this murder case, none whatsoever. So you have the witnesses, you have the evidence, and the judge, even the verdict they gave the brother, he was innocent. And for some reason, he's still behind bars. They have not released him yet, and this has been since May of this year.
Wow.
And yeah, so his family, his relatives, and the community as a whole has been together trying to shed media spotlight on the situation on a national level. And we have been getting responses from different media outlets have been doing their job as far as giving it national attention and bringing the federal government involved in this situation. Because basically he's just waiting to get released behind the bars. He's just sitting in there, and he's innocent. Been proven innocent two times over, and he's still locked up. You know, his brother has children. You know, he has a wife at home. He has, you know, a life to get back to. And he's been cleared, but they won't release him. Because now the state has been found, you know, guilty on their behalf of.
So they're keeping him locked up.
They're keeping him locked up because now they're trying to figure out, okay, what do we do next? They're hoping. The system is hoping that he somehow gets stabbed while he's in there, or that he dies. But it's getting national attention, so we're gonna, you know, go down there next week, I believe, and talk to one of his relatives who was close, who know the details in the situation, and we're gonna interview them, one-on-one interview, and then it's gonna be in next month's issue of the Jerusalem Chronicle. So for all those who might be interested, my email is true, T-R-U-E, the letter N, L-I-B-I-N, the number 7, at gmail.com. trueandliving7@gmail.com. And I can definitely send out everybody a copy, and I can do it through email too. So just I'll keep you posted on that as you know, time goes on.
All right, that'll most definitely work. I'm pretty sure that everybody can pretty much chime in and say that they got something like that that they know about going on. Actually, me and my wife, we just got out of a situation like that before we actually moved up here. And I think she on the line. Let me see. Shalom, baby, you there?
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, I can.
Yeah. See, we just
I
got done.
To the Most High, Hallelujah.
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 I was just telling everybody that we just went through that dealing with your sister, and let them know about what happened there.
Well, she ended up. She ended up getting incarcerated under, I guess, like child endanger, some kind of charges like that. But anyway, it was just so much. I mean, it was like the runaround, even with the lawyer and her being in one county and having to get transferred to another county, and let alone this, she's pregnant with twins. Maybe at 6 months. And my sister almost lost her life. Being incarcerated. Due to her eating the food that they had there and couldn't do a bowel movement. So, I mean, it was a lot. And then the lawyer that we had, it was like hard to get in contact. Like he was just basically working with the system or whatever. So, it's ridiculous. I mean, she's still back and forth with the cases and everything. Basically, it's all about money, what they can actually get out of it, just to keep us in the system.
Get anything you want to say, y'all?
I know a few people in the same situation as well. And, It's coming to light because a lot of prominent people or so-called elite people are now feeling the crunch as well. You know, and when you have people that have a level of influence complaining, that's when, you know, it gets to, you know, the people of, you know, the world courts start to hear about what's going on, and the people of the federal start to hear about what's going on. Now, you know,
right.
We're in a position to shed light on this on a grand scale. And the people that are not familiar with what's going on, or the people that want to be in complete denial, will have no choice but to choose a side of righteousness or this wicked system. And that's where we get in, because right now a lot of people want to be in a neutral position. They want to be in a gray area. you know, it's a lot of our, especially our people. We want to stay neutral. We want everything to be safe. I got a good job. I got a good house in this country, and I don't want no problem. But it's going to get to a point where they're going to have to choose a side. It's either going to be for righteousness or wickedness. And that's why I just read it. Ezekiel and so forth. When Yah get ready to judge this nation, you know, there won't be no gray area. You cannot serve two masters. You will have to make a choice. And so it's Yah's judgment coming upon our people. This is a beautiful thing. Like, hey, you know, I'm sitting back and looking at it. You know, it's just sad that our people can't wake up. We know what the heathen going to do. The heathen's supposed to do what he's supposed to do. Be diabolical and be a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what he's supposed to do.
Right.
And it's going to continue to increase because we won't take heat. And that's the issue. And so forth. So, absolutely, brother. But praise the mighty God, man. You know,
praise the mighty God, man.
Yeah, he's chastised this country, man.
And me, and me and my wife, we talk about that. You know, that's pretty much been our conversation. For how long now, babe? About maybe 2-3 months.
Yeah, it's been about maybe longer.
And it's saddening because it's like you want to tell everybody. You got to tell everybody. But our people been so conditioned, man. It's to the point now where, you know, if you want to tell them and shed some light about something that they need to know about, they run from it. But you let it be some of the latest crave or trend that's going around. That's all you see. But we've been so conditioned to where we don't even sympathize with our brothers no more. You know, but something got to happen. Because our people are facing a judgment. And it's really hitting our people strong, and we still ain't woke up to what's going on.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey, so, brother, but I got to get you, your information so I can send you some copies, man. I got your copies set aside. But you ain't sent me information yet, so I can send it up to you.
Okay, yeah, I'll get you that this evening. Oh, I got to get the correct address because we actually got two mailing addresses here. And, you know, just depending on which one you put on there, it might not make it. So we got to go look through the mail and get the correct address for where we at right now. But that'll most definitely work. You know, we don't been on the air. Just a little over an hour now. We're probably not going to take the whole 2 hours. Like I said, you know, the call log was okay for a second, you know, but I forget what day of the week it is. So, you know, they'll get a chance to go back and listen to it through the archives. So, you got anything else you want to say before I let you go?
Hey, man, it's been a blessing. I'm excited, you know, about getting back on the air with you. And the family, and I'm ready, you know, put this work in, man. You know, we're getting these scriptures, man, and start chopping some heads, man. You know how we do it, man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You think you want to say why you still on here?
No, I think that's about it. Just grateful to be on again, have the show started up for all this good knowledge.
All right. Everybody, you've been leaning into Breaking the Chain tonight. Me and your brother Yakin, I'm Brother Baruch. Stay tuned. We'll be airing new shows. Like I said, this will be one of a few shows that we do. Well, we just pretty much talk to the community and see what's going on in everybody's respective areas, and then we're gonna actually have another show where it is a strictly biblical show, and we will go into the scriptures and we will apply it to the best of our knowledge to today, if it's the Most High Yah's will.
I don't know exactly what day we will be doing it, but you know, we'll get a couple. I guess you could say more like a tally to see which days is good for who, which would be the best day to do it. So the more people will be available to actually hear it live, so it, you know, you get a better response, especially when you get the people or the callers to interact. But other than that, it's been a blessing being back on. A little rusty, but we'll get it together as we go on, as we start to build the shows and the callers, build the trust with the communities, because I know that's probably another issue. A lot of people don't like to talk about those tough issues unless they with the people that they're very close to, you know. So we're going to see if we can break that down and we can start having these conversations as a community, because we really need to have these conversations. But
yeah,
other than that,
yeah, we got to get people get comfortable, you know. This is not a entertainment for a lot of people, but, you know, for us, we love this. We live this. You know, we eat, sleep, breathe this, man. You know, we love the conversation. I love the mug, man. I love, you know, get it ugly. You know, let it be folks offensive. It's supposed to be offensive. It's not supposed to be, you know, pretty. It's not supposed to feel good. You know, this is reality. Yeah, and once we can get over that mindset, we'll be all right. It's the next best thing since sliced bread, man.
Yes, it is.
Love
and that's most
hallelujah.
Definitely what we need to get back to. Hallelujah. All right. Well, we've been over just a little hour. We're not going to use the whole 2 hours tonight. I want to thank everybody who called in. I want to say thank you, brother, for calling in as usual. We'll get together to come up with this next show. Where I have a little more time to put the invites out. You know, you can put your invites out to the show. But other than that, like I say, all praise to the Most High Yah, Father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And may everybody have a blessed and wonderful rest of your weekend. Until we meet again, may Yah have mercy and bless you all. Shalom.
Shalom.